855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1. The Whitney Trust is brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, also Tall Grass Motors, and it is powering our broadcast on Facebook Live with our good friends at RBS Bank. Braden, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Tri-County Tech, of course, right now going remote till what, next Tuesday or something like that?
Yeah, we're remote through next Tuesday.
But that's not stopping you from telling good folks about your great school.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
So how's Tri-County Tech doing, you know, besides monitoring the COVID situation? We got a lot to offer.
We do, yeah. We're still hitting the ground running right now. We're actually getting ready to start recruitment season. Yeah, meaning I'm going to go visit all of our partner schools, talk about all of the high school programs and opportunities that high schoolers can gain from us, and also host some homeschool visits.
Now I knew you went to the high schools. I was not aware that the outreach actually went into the homeschools too. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I just didn't know for a fact.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're not leaving any stone left unturned, and so we want to make sure that we're offering our services to every individual. So we do have some dates provided for homeschool students to come and tour our campus as well.
Well, great. You know, with Tri-County Tech, a lot of youngsters are kind of surprised what's available, because they keep hearing, oh, you know, you got to get ready for college, you got to get ready for this. Well, you can get ready for college and still stay home and get the basics that you need while you're still in high school too.
Right. And Tom, that's what most people don't understand. High schoolers can gain high school and college credit just coming to our program.
A twofer.
Absolutely. And they gain a wealth of knowledge and skills. Our goal at Tri-County is to set students up to be the most successful they can post high school. And whether that's receiving a certification or going on for more education after high school, we want to make sure our students are prepared for whatever they face.
Okay, so you're going to be visiting the schools. Mm-hmm. That means you're going to be putting some miles on. Mm-hmm. And we've got a big footprint. We cover a lot of area. Which schools are you going to be seeing? I mean, you can say all, but that just means there's a ton.
Yeah, so the Tri-County area is from anywhere from Pawhuska all the way up to South Coffeyville. So Osage, Washington, and Nowata County, we cover those schools.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah. Now, when some of these kids are hearing this for the first time, do you get the little bit of the subtle jaw drop? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you mean I can really do that? I can really get some double credit stuff going on here at the same time? Mm-hmm. A lot of them aren't aware of that.
No, they're not. And
the parents aren't either.
No, and on February 8th, we're actually hosting an open house event for parents and students, anyone who's interested in Tri-County Tech, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Students and their guardians can come out, meet with our instructors, interact with current students, visit our TCT 101 session, learn all the ins and outs of Tri-County to make sure that it's the right fit for them.
Now, what grade level in high school would you maybe start? I know that the 8th graders kind of get a little peek behind the scenes.
Yeah, so a majority of our programs, if you're a sophomore, that's when you can enroll. So you start your junior year. But we do have a couple programs, our medicine and biosciences and our pre-engineering program. Freshmen can actually apply and start as sophomores.
Sweet!
So they get to spend 3 years with us.
And you got about the safest campus there is in town. It's all right there. And you got the police station right there with you. And you go on the inside and you say, my goodness sakes, I thought it was big on the outside. It's huge on the inside. And it is.
I've gotten lost a couple times. I'm not going to lie.
You're not going to lie. Oh, man, alive. So when you meet with these students, what's the first thing you tell them?
Kind of what I just told you. I don't care what the student's doing after high school, whether that's college, joining the workforce, going to the military, or going to another tech school. But I want to make sure that they have a plan, and I want to help set them up to be as successful as they can. And so I kind of talked to them a little bit about our programs. We have a brand new program starting up this year, our Drones and Aviation program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't realize that aerospace and aviation is one of the leading industries in Oklahoma, we want to be able to serve our students the best possible way we can. So we implemented this new program to kick off next year.
What? Take off. I see what you did there. There you go. But, you know, that just sounds like fun. I mean, how could that really be a class if you're having fun, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the students that first year, they're going to be able to take their FAAA Part 107 unmanned pilots test, meaning they would be able to fly drones. And then that second year, they're going to be able to use Photoshop and video editing and even thermal imaging to kind of edit and play with real images that they would use in the industry.
That is just fantastic. Right now, you're talking about their wheelhouse. The computers is where they live, and we all know that. And, of course, you know, you throw in some fun like a drone.
Yeah.
Okay, that class is going to be filled up.
I hope so. I sure hope so.
What else you got cooking out there?
We're ready for application season. That'll happen after open house. So starting in mid-February, our online application will open up. It's a pretty straightforward application. It's just a student's basic information, their guardian's basic information. They're going to tell us the programs they're interested in and tell us why they're interested in those programs and what Tri-County can do to help set them up to be as successful as they can.
One thing that really got me was that when I got on the website, by the way, whoever created that, that's easy on the eyes, and it's easy to navigate. So thank you very much.
We are blessed to have Caitlin on our team. She's a fantastic designer.
That's a wizard. I was really surprised. I thought, okay, well, here we are. We're in Northeast Oklahoma. What could this school offer? I imagine they got a few of the basics. Well, once I got past the basics, it's like, holy moly. You know, there's this one, then there's that. You've got such a wide and deep variety of different courses for different levels of entry, whether you're a high school student, whether you're post-high school, or if you're a working person who's just trying to find a better career. You've got it really compacted in there.
Yeah. You know, all of our high school programs are absolutely free, and then if there are...
Wait a second. You just said a four-letter word.
Free.
Free.
Absolutely.
100% I want to make sure everybody heard that. Free.
Yes, sir. And you're right. We do. We offer short-term and long-term courses for the working adult. Absolutely.
Now, well, when the kids come into the open house, some of them are kind of, skeptical. Others are like really wide-eyed, like, yeah. And it's got to be really kind of neat to impart some information and let them really kind of explore what's out there.
Yeah, and you know, I always tell students, maybe there's not one program that specifically lines up with your career, but think about the skills that you can gain from that. Mm-hmm. We have students that are in some of our programs purely for the public speaking aspect of it because they want to be lawyers someday. And I always think, you know, specifically like our medicine and biosciences program, it really sets students up to be doctors or go into research post-college even.
Wow, you get that all right here from the comfort of being close to home.
Yeah.
That's really a great plus. And for some kids, it's probably the best thing that could happen to them. One, they're being exposed to higher learning. But two, they're being exposed to higher learning while still having, you know, the ability to hang on to that safety rail, which is home.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids, that's a big deal going off someplace.
Yeah, and we always try to say, you know, Tri-County is kind of a happy medium between high school and college.
It is.
It's a blended environment in that way. But, you know, we do have that articulation agreement with Oklahoma Wesleyan University. So any student who completes one of our programs actually has a 50% tuition waiver at Oklahoma Wesleyan. So those students who do want to stay in the Bartlesville area and still go on to higher education, they can do so right here in Bartlesville.
That is so sweet. That is really... And, of course, your credits transfer to other schools, too?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Well, not our college credits, but our high school credits will transfer over, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at there.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure we got that delineation there. So, once again, we're going to be out there talking to the kids at the schools. And we have the open house again when?
February 8th from 4:30 to 7.
Wow, great. Man alive. That campus is really something else. I noticed you got that fire thing.
We do. We have a new rescue tower, and and so that's been really fun to get watch constructed. Yep.
Yeah, and once that gets up and going, it's like, hey, class is over. Oh, look at that. They're jumping out of buildings.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I might sneak up there occasionally and look out, of course.
See how that looks. Oh, man, alive. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, yeah, you've got everything going on there from people who want to learn a little bit about cosmetology to people who want a little about dentistry, bioscience, the computers, the drones, the aviation. It just doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't. We really do. You know, we have everything from our applied welding technology program all the way to a teacher prep program. So we really are hitting so many different industries here in Bartlesville.
And just a little word to the wise, if you decide to become a welder, chances are you're going to be working every day of your life because they're always in demand, it seems, these days.
Yeah, most of our programs, we try to make sure that the employability post-high school is there. And so we have a pretty large placement rating with all of our programs. So that's a huge benefit of completing one of our programs as well.
We had one of your colleagues in here with three young women about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the cosmetology.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really neat because we had one young lady who had just gotten out of high school, another lady who was probably 38, I'll say,
mm-hmm.
and another one that was still in high school. And you got to hear from people at different levels in their life that were taking courses for basically the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to do this for their vocation, but they were at different entry points. And I tell you what, the one that was in high school was just so elated because mm-hmm. she got to go to the big kids school.
Right.
Part of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and that's one thing about Tri-County. It doesn't matter what area of life or what season of life you're in. We're here to help you out. So come out and visit us. You know, our cosmetology program is a great example of students just gaining skills. We have students who are high school students who will pass their state board of cosmetology. Mm-hmm. They'll go to college and work in a salon and help pay their tuition that way. So just a great skill to gain.
Well, great. Now, you're going to be knocking on the doors. Well, actually, they're going to open the door for you at the high school.
I hope so.
Soon. They will. They know you're coming. In fact, they'd be pretty a little upset if you didn't, because this is something that we do every year,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that many of the younger students really look forward to. They're looking for a thing called opportunity, and this is where it lies.
Yes, and you know, being able to get in front of those students and just tell Tri-County's story and, again, show them the opportunities that they can gain from us. It's just an eye-opening experience for those students who have never been exposed to us before.
Tri-County does have a great story. When you talk about success, it's contagious out there.
Thank you.
It is. You're always like in the top one or two of favorite places to work across the nation. And you've got people who've been there for a good long time. They really don't want to go anywhere else because of that nice culture of success that we've got going on.
We're so blessed to be educators where we are and have the rich culture that we have, and it truly is a great place to work and a great place to be.
And you know what? The kids catch on too. They see what success looks like. They really do. Mm-hmm. And once you model that for youngsters, they don't want anything else but success.
Right, and we pride ourselves on treating our high school students like adults, so they're really getting that real-world experience from us.
That's why that high school kid says, I get to go to the big kid school, because she really felt like she was being treated like and respected as an adult.
Absolutely.
And that was her story, and she's sticking to it. Okay, so once again, how do we get a hold of you if folks want to know a little bit more about enrollment or more about the open house?
So you had mentioned our website earlier. TriCountyTech.edu has all of our educators' information on it. It's uh-huh. the easiest way to access us, both our office phone, our cell phone, sometimes are on there, but especially our email, and we're able to be accessed whenever.
All righty. Anything else that I might have missed?
I'm just looking forward to another great year and getting to meet with all the students and the parents.
I can tell. Just remember, folks, success is contagious, and it starts at Tri-County Tech. Thank you, Braden.
Thank you so much.